News.
Some over St. Andrews increased fees.
Strikes cover the UK.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
Good evening. With the 6:30 news, I'm Sean McDonald.
And I'm Verity Bainton. The Scottish Education Secretary, Mike Russell, criticised the University of St Andrews yesterday when addressing the Scottish Parliament's Education Committee. Russell expressed his disapproval that both St Andrews and Edinburgh have opted to charge £36,000 for a four-year degree. He said, "I don't agree with what they did, and they know I don't agree with what they did. There should have been greater restraint." The plan to raise the tuition fees from August of next year was approved by Holyrood's Education and Culture Committee yesterday.
Strikes have been taking place across the country today following the UK government's announcement of their plans to raise the age of retirement, increase the amount of money workers pay into their pension, as well as introducing career average pensions. Around 7,000 protesters marched outside the Scottish Parliament earlier today to show their outrage at the projected changes. The strikes have caused cancellations and disruptions in many areas of the public sector, including education, healthcare, and travel. On a more local level, Star received a press release from Fife Council that states that many services will be disrupted today and that dealing with emergencies will be the priority. We spoke to Chris Hooley, president of the St. Andrews branch of the UCU, and he had the following to say about the strikes.
We're out as part of national strike action by several unions aimed basically at defending public sector pensions, defending university staff pensions, and a broader aim of this rally is defending education. So we have the Students Association here too, and we see the issue of poor pensions for staff and imposition of tuition fees on students as part of the same issue. We need to make sure we can get the best students and the best staff and retain them.
A campaign was held outside the Scottish Parliament at Holyrood against proposed changes to the law that would legalise same-sex marriage. The protest was attended by 200 people. Among them was the leader of the Catholic Church in Scotland, Cardinal O'Brien, and Anne Allen of the Church of Scotland. The group wants no change in the legal definition of marriage. Currently, same-sex couples may go into civil partnership together, but it cannot be conducted by religious officials. A recent survey of social attitudes in Scotland showed that 60% of people were in favour of the change compared to 19% of people who want to prevent same-sex marriage. An SNP spokesman said they were committed to consultation on equal marriage rights.
People came together today to celebrate the graduating class of 2011 that filled Younger Hall for three graduation services that took place on St. Andrew's Day. Karen Armstrong, Kevin Dunion, and Allie Smith were honored to give the laureation addresses to their graduation class. The 9:30 service was welcomed by Professor James Naismith, who congratulated the students on being the backbone of the university's continuing success and greatest achievement. He also reminded the graduates that while childhood is short, parenthood is a lifelong vacation. At 11:30, Professor Lorna Milne praised the graduates for their ability to meet the high standards required to graduate today and prompted the students to always use their education in the demanded task of life that lies ahead. Dr. Anthony Lang congratulated the 3:30 service and wished the students a new life that is enriched and inspired by their time here at St. Andrews.
As Morata's depiction of the crucifixion of St. Andrews going up on display in MUSA, Museum of the University of St. Andrews, the arm bone, tooth, kneecap and three fingers of Scotland's patron saint will be reunited with the rest of his earthly remains. The painting, a masterpiece of 17th century Italian art, has been deemed one of the gems of Scottish private collections and will be exhibited until 2013. Professor Ian Carradice, the museum's director, stated that it is wonderful to have on public show here in MUSA this iconic image of St. Andrew, so closely identified with this town and country since the Middle Ages.
Those were our head